Let me ask you something that is uncomfortable. Why is that no matter what you do and no matter what you achieve, you never get lasting happiness, lasting fulfillment? You get the job, you celebrate for a day. You buy the phone, you enjoy it for a week. You get into a relationship and soon the excitement fades away. It does not matter if you are rich or poor, if you are 20 years old, if you are 60 years old, if you are an entrepreneur or a professional, no matter who you are, this is the same pattern. It's like we are stuck in the same loop. And here is a brutal truth about reality that Vedanta speaks of, that you are not chasing things, you are chasing the feeling that you think that thing will give you ultimately. And that feeling has a name. It is called Ananda, the infinite happiness. Now the problem is, we are trying to get something which is infinite by seeking something that is finite. Today we will discover how exactly this loop keeps us stuck and the three different points of attachment where we will get stuck thinking that it will lead us to happiness. And we will also discover the final goal of human life, that is moksha, that is liberation, which is about understanding and attaining the true essence of happiness. We will basically understand how the ancient Vedanta mapped out the entire human journey and presented it to us in the name of the Purusharthas, that are the four attainments of human life, that is dharma, artha, kama and moksha. And if you can just understand the single concept of Purusharthas, you will understand everything about life and where you are getting stuck. Now let's directly get to the point, and I will be brutally honest here. Each and every one of us are selfish and each and every one of us are seeking happiness. That is the nature of reality. Whether you agree with me or not, it doesn't matter. It is the truth. All of us seek happiness. And we try to find it in different ways. We try to approach it through different means. But ultimately, we are seeking the same thing. It doesn't matter from which part of the world you are watching this video, what you are doing, what your age is. You want happiness. Now, how much of happiness do we want? What is the quantity of happiness that will fulfill us? Although happiness is unquantifiable. If we ask this question, and if we inquire honestly, we will come to an answer that we want infinite happiness. We can never be satisfied with partial happiness or limited fulfillment. We seek deeply that infinite happiness or infinite fulfillment or that infinite joy. And for how long do we wish to experience this infinite happiness? Again, if you ask this honestly, you will come to an answer which says, I want to experience this eternally. I want to be always happy and I always want to be infinitely happy. And that is the truth for all of us. Now that exactly is what Vedanta calls moksha. Moksha or liberation or enlightenment as it is called in different Western cultures is nothing but the attainment of absolute happiness infinitely. Now this is the clear absolute truth. But Vedanta then goes on to say, most people are not ready to accept this truth. Although this truth is logical, although if you think about it, this makes perfect sense and this is what you're ultimately seeking. Vedanta tells us that because of our conditioning, because of the ego, because of our karmic patterns, we are not in a place, most of us, to simply seek moksha or liberation. And so we seek the same thing in different ways. That is where the concept of Purusharthas, the four attainments of human life, comes in. Let's break them down one by one and let's begin with Kama, that is level 4. This is where most of humanity is stuck at. Most of us seek Kama, sensual pleasures. Here we chase food, sex, entertainment, stimulation, comfort, distractions. This is why people binge eat, they binge watch, people swipe endlessly and they chase instant gratification. not because it is something that they actually want, but it's because they feel empty inside. They feel a lack of fulfillment and happiness, and they need something, some instant gratification to fulfill that emptiness or to fill that void. And this is where most people are addicted to different things. They are addicted to smoking or alcohol or gambling or drugs, because there is a void that they are trying to fill, and they are unable to understand the deeper essence and the deeper truth of how to actually attain that happiness and fill that void. And so they fall into these patterns of addictions. But when it comes to this, Vedanta's point is very clear. Vedanta clearly states, finite things can never give us infinite happiness. If we need infinite happiness, we need to approach and seek infinite happiness directly. And if you honestly inquire, and if you look at your own life, just see what all you have pursued in life, whether it is a relationship, whether it is your cravings for different types of food, has it actually fulfilled you? If it has, for how long did it do so? When you inquire in this way, you'll soon come to understand that karma is just about fleeting desires, and ultimately they cannot give us what we truly want. Now with this, let's come to the third level, which is one step above that, which is artha. When pleasures stop satisfying, we level up in the game. We chase money, status, validation, achievement, security, and recognition. This is where we see professionals and entrepreneurs who hustle, who work really, really hard, who keep telling themselves, when I achieve that position, I'll be happy. When I scale my business to that level, then I'll be happy. Again, this is a loop which is better than the old loop of sensual pleasures, but still this is also a loop. This is where people experience burnout and stress, and this is where they go through a different kind of suffering. But the goalpost keeps moving. No matter how much you earn, your mind always wants more. Artha gives comfort and even maybe temporary happiness, but not completion. Even here, the joy and happiness fades away after some time. Let's say you're building a business, and if it is meaningful for you, you might experience a sense of passion and happiness for a prolonged period of time, and then finally it begins to kick in and you will begin to lose that interest and energy. But we need to understand that even this is temporary. Now, let me be clear here. We highly encourage seekers, professionals, entrepreneurs to be very intense with their work and to pursue whatever it is they are doing with utmost interest and dedication. This is not about giving up our work and living in a monastery. But we need to understand the source of happiness. We need to understand the essence of reality and then act from that place. With that power and with that understanding, our work transforms. That is what we want here. So with that, let's come to level 2, which is a higher level than karma and artha, that is dharma, which is about morality, responsibility, and purpose, that is swadharma. Once you taste enough success, wealth, money, and pleasures, your mind begins to ask, is this all there is to life? I experienced everything at the level of karma, which are sensual pleasures. Then I experienced everything at the level of artha, that is more about power and money, name, fame, and so on. But then what now? Is this what life is all about? And that is when we seek deeper meaning in life. That is when we begin to understand about morality and responsibility and then purpose, which is about swadharma. How best can I contribute to society? Just look at this ancient wisdom thousands of years ago, how it mapped human evolution. Every person begins with karma, with sensual pleasures. You know, that is what most people seek. Once they attain that, they move to power and influence. But then once they are not satisfied with even that, then they move to morality, responsibility, and purpose. They begin to do what they are passionate about. They begin philanthropy, they begin contribution in some way. Now that is dharma, living in a way in which we are contributing to the world and we are living from a place of samasti, that is totality, instead of vyasti, which is individuality. In kama and artha, we come from a place of vyasti, which is where we are identified with our individuality more. But at the place of dharma, we begin to expand our identity. We begin to see the entire world as one being and we begin to contribute in some positive way. That is dharma. But Vedanta says even this is not ultimate. Even this is limited, although this is much better than the first two levels. So although dharma is about serving, teaching, creating, giving, following purpose, and maybe purpose gives a deeper sense of joy and fulfillment, ultimately, even this is limited. So at some point, we will have to come to level one, which is moksha, that is liberation. And here we will also look at what this diagram is representing and how we can understand this framework with this simple diagram. Moksha is the highest level. Most never reach here because they are too busy chasing external success. But one day a seeker fully understands, if everything outside is temporary, then how can I expect permanent happiness from it? That is when the real journey begins. Moksha is not actually about running away from the world, but it is about recognizing the nature of the world and the nature of who we are. Now with that, let's come to this important diagram. Now there are four circles here, which represents the four levels. This is the circle one, which represents karma, which is the farthest circle. Here, we are very far from our own true essence. So, we experience more suffering, more stress, more anxiety here because we are seeking happiness where there is no happiness. Next comes the second circle, which is level 3. This is in some way closer to the self than karma, but this is still limited. And then comes the level 2, which is dharma. Here we are much closer to truth. We are much closer to consciousness. Here we begin to contribute to the world. We begin to live from a place of purpose and meaning. And we begin to help each other in whatever way possible. But ultimately, even this is not the truth. The truth is moksha or liberation, which was already within you always. Think about this. No matter what you have achieved in life and the happiness that you have experienced because of your achievement was just a manifestation of the happiness that was already within you. Let's say you bought a car and for a few days you were very happy. That happiness actually came from within. Car actually did not come with happiness. So car simply acted as a trigger for you to experience happiness temporarily. Now this shows us something very fundamental. It shows us that the ocean of happiness is within us. It's our own true nature. That is what Vedanta says. Your essence is happiness. And the more you chase different things that are outside of you, the more you get stuck there and the less you experience happiness. The more you go within and understand your own self, the more happiness you experience. And from that place, when you begin to act in this world, you are naturally aligned with dharma. You're naturally doing the right things, you're contributing, and you're also experiencing more and more fulfillment. I think this diagram clearly symbolizes the purusharthas in a way in which you will never forget. Just remember this from today. Happiness is already within you. And if you are chasing karma, that is food and sex and sensual pleasures, you are very far from your own true essence. If you are chasing artha, again, you are far from your own true essence. If you are living according to dharma, you are very close to truth, but you are still not there yet. Ultimately, when you go within and find out your own essence and embody that, that is when you get what you are truly seeking, that is permanent happiness. Permanent happiness can only be attained through moksha. And ultimately, moksha is not even about attainment as per Vedanta. It's about understanding who we actually are here and now, beyond the body and mind. And our swarupa is ananda. That is why consciousness is described as Sat Chit Ananda. Ananda is who we are, right here, right now. Now, here is the mind-blowing truth. The person seeking pleasure is also seeking moksha. The person seeking money and power is also seeking moksha. The person seeking purpose and meaning and dharma is also seeking moksha. Every pursuit is just a distorted attempt to feel complete. So, every one of us, every person in this world, even a thief and even a criminal, is seeking moksha. But he is doing it unconsciously. He thinks if he steals something, that will lead him to ultimate happiness. Moksha is nothing but the attainment of permanent happiness. So, that is what every one of us are seeking. But the problem is, most people seek it unconsciously and indirectly. The direct seekers are those who are mumukshus, who are seeking liberation, that is moksha, which is the only attainment or recognition that can actually give us infinite, permanent happiness. So understand that your life has always been about one thing. You are the search of infinite, permanent happiness. You started with kama, that is pleasures. You moved to artha, that is money and power. Then you shifted to dharma. And finally, at one point in time, you will land in moksha. That is an inevitable outcome. And just understand from now on that that ultimate happiness is already within you. You need not search for it outside. The more you can recognize it, the more beautifully your life will unfold.